Track 6 and more news stories. £5,000 grant boosts a Dawlish centre. Town councillors in Dawlish agreed to a £5,000 grant for major improvements to the Strand Centre. The large grant funding has meant that the community centre has been able to replace and upgrade its lighting. A spokesperson for the Strand Centre trustees said, "We are very grateful to Dawlish Town Council for awarding the large grant which has enabled the replacement of the auditorium lighting with energy-efficient fittings and upgrading our emergency lighting. Trustees were delighted to finally cross this risk off the register. Alarm repairs are also due to take place." Alarm repairs will follow in a second phase. Meanwhile, Councillor Alison Foden has used her Teignbridge Councillors Community Fund to support cleaning the centre's chairs. While the centre was closed for essential works, about 100 of the well-used chairs had a much-needed clean. Last summer, the centre's kitchen underwent a major upgrade. The £4,000 project means the centre now has a fully equipped catering kitchen to provide meals for the 1,200 residents it serves every year. Its previously outdated facilities had limited capacity with inadequate equipment and frequent mould due to the damp conditions. The upgrade involved installing a commercial cooker, extractor fan, alongside professional installation and disposal of old furniture and appliances. The centre has recently reopened after a busy week carrying out the work. A spokesperson said, "As we reopen to the public, volunteers will now be helping clean and wax the wooden chair frames so that they will last for many more years. Thank you to everyone helping keep the Strand Centre clean, welcoming and ready for the community."
Dawlish avian flu zone has been lifted. A controlled zone imposed following the outbreak of avian flu in Dawlish has been lifted. The 3-kilometre captive bird monitoring controlled zone was imposed by DEFRA and the Animal and Plant Health Agency in November last year. It followed the discovery of the avian flu in a small group of ornamental birds in the town. Following confirmation of the disease, about 50 ornamental birds, which had been in the aviary in Dawlish Town Centre, had to be humanely culled. Now, DEFRA says, following successful completion of disease control activities and surveillance within the zone, the captive bird monitoring controlled zone has been revoked. The decision to cull the birds was made in strict accordance with legislation and animal health guidance. Several birds in the aviary alongside the brook, as well as some of the town's iconic black swans which died, had tested positive for avian flu. Following confirmation of the disease, the birds in the aviary, which include varieties of geese, including African and Chinese, as well as call ducks, Bahama pintail, bantam, Carolina ducks, mandarin ducks, red-crested pochard, blue-ring teals and whistling ducks, had to be humanely culled. This was done to protect both animal and public health and welfare and reduce the risk of further transmission. No decisions have been made about the future of the aviary, and the Town Council said it would work to carry out a full review.
Devon and Cornwall Police are facing a £3 million shortfall. The Police and Crime Commissioner for Devon, Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly, Alison Hernandez, has written to the Home Secretary and the Policing Minister as she warned that the police risk facing funding shortfall under the proposed policing funding settlement for 2026-27. The PCC has warned that the settlement leaves Devon and Cornwall Police facing a projected budget shortfall of around £3 million next year, even if council tax is increased to the maximum level permitted. Despite being one of the most financially stable police forces in the country, Devon and Cornwall has received one of the lowest provisional funding settlements nationally. Ms. Hernandez said, across England and Wales, the average grant increase for policing is 3.3%. However, in Devon and Cornwall, based on information provided so far, that figure is estimated to be 2.3%. Only three policing areas in England have had a lower provisional settlement than Devon and Cornwall. This leaves me with an anticipated shortfall of around £3 million. Commissioner Hernandez said this settlement demonstrates a fundamental lack of understanding by government of how police governance works and the timescales we are required to operate within. My team has been left trying to second-guess decisions that should have been clearly communicated months ago. Over recent years, Devon and Cornwall has strongly supported the government's drive to increase police officer numbers. As a result, officer numbers now stand at a record 3,610. However, the PCC says the new provisional settlement appears to effectively penalise the force for this success by removing base funding for those officers. Local council taxpayers already fund 43% of the total cost of policing in the area, a far higher proportion than many other parts of the country. The PCC has called on the Home Office to urgently provide the missing information and to review the funding formula to address the ongoing inequity before policing services are further compromised.
Firefighters rescue casualty trapped under vehicle. A casualty was trapped by the leg under an agricultural vehicle near Chudley. Firefighters from Dawlish were alerted following a call reporting a member of the public who had rolled a small agricultural vehicle, trapping them beneath it. At the scene, firefighters found a 4x4 utility vehicle on its side with the casualty trapped beneath it. Devon Air Ambulance was scrambled, as well as the Hazardous Area Response Team from South Western Ambulance Service. Firefighters used heavy lifting airbags to stabilise and lift the vehicle, releasing the casualty's leg. They were taken to hospital by air ambulance. A Dawlish Fire Station spokesman said, due to the remote location of the incident, it was wisely passed to the emergency services using what three words, which allowed for easier locating of the casualty.